Actor Ryan Phillippe says his spiritual journey got him through a darker place. Ryan Phillippe has opened up about how his latest film, Prey, a gripping action thriller laden with faith-based themes, inspired him to embark on his own spiritual journey. The veteran actor, known for his roles in I Know What You Did Last Summer and Cruel Intentions, told Fox News Digital that since he wrapped filming for the movie, which debuted on March 15 to select streaming services, prayer has now become a very, very important part of my life. It's interesting because I was kind of in a darker place when we filmed this, and it was right after filming it where I went on this spiritual journey where I started going really deep inside, Mr. Phillippe said. I got back into reading the Bible and various other religious tomes, but I found myself drawn to this notion of spirituality, the 49-year-old added. You get to a point in life, a certain age, and the things that you thought would bring you pleasure or make you feel satisfied, these would be success or money, and it doesn't. It doesn't. The actor noted that although he was so thankful for his illustrious acting career and his children, he still found himself desiring more in life. I wanted to have a relationship and understanding with God, and I was craving that, he explained. And I've got to tell you, since I started that journey, I have not been more at peace. My depression is gone, he asserted. I shed addictions, you know, so I'm a big proponent for people going inward and trying to understand those aspects of life. On a spiritual journey. Mr. Phillippe portrays a doctor in his new film, which was written and directed by South African screenwriter Mukuna Michael Doyle. The two previously worked together on the 2022 movie Collide. Mukunda is a very interesting dude himself, Mr. Phillippe recently told The Pop Culturalist. He was a monk in India for 7 years. He's an author, a novelist, as well as a writer-director, he continued. We have some of the best conversations, theological, spiritual, metaphysical conversations, all of which are primary areas of interest for me. In Prey, Mr. Phillippe stars opposite Meena Suvari, known for American Pie and American Beauty, who plays his wife and a Christian missionary in the film. After surviving a plane crash in an African big game reserve, Mr. Phillippe's character is pitted against the elements, namely ravenous wildlife and an extremist militant group, causing the doctor to undergo a faith metamorphosis similar to the one the actor experienced in real life. There is a slight theological thread through this, of questioning God. Wondering why things happen to certain people, he told the Boston Herald. They're just good people trying to do a good thing in Africa, in these villages, and help others. Then something like this befalls them, he explained, regarding the circumstances he and Ms. Suvari's respective characters face in the film. It makes them question, what's going on here? Is it worth being good? Who's looking out for me? Mr. Phillippe added, noting that the overarching theme of God's providence in the film really appealed to him. Mr. Phillippe, who had a religious upbringing, has previously reflected on his parents' disdain for some of the films he undertook early in his career in the 1990s, including portraying Billy Douglas, a gay teenager, on the soap opera One Life to Live. He also played the manipulative and highly promiscuous character Sebastian Valmont in the 1999 film Cruel Intentions, which also starred Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Selma Blair, Tara Reid, and Joshua Jackson. I'd grown up going to Baptist school, Christian school, and stuff, he explained in a 2020 episode of Barstool Sports' KFC radio podcast, Per People. My first role ever, though, coming out of the Christian school when I was a senior in high school, I played the first gay character on a soap opera, first gay teenager ever, he said, noting that he was shunned at that point by his parents. Mr. Phillippe told Fox News Digital that he now has a firm and fervent belief in God and that things happen for a reason. And as he explained to the publication, his faith grows even more every day. We should put positive energies out into the world and treat people with respect and spread as much love and light as we can to offset the darkness that we see around us everywhere, he shared. I spent a lot of time in prayer and studying things of that nature I find very fulfilling, the actor continued. I feel like it's the most important thing that you could spend your time thinking about or learning about or trying to understand.